Welcome to another edition of You and Your Money. And joining me today, Lawrence Hale, Principal Managing Partner and Chief Investment Officer at Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors. Lawrence, welcome back to the show. It's been so long since we spoke.
I know. You can't keep me away, Wayne.
Well, I hear there's a big announcement for WHZ coming up this week. What is the big news?
Well, you know, we're really, really excited to unveil a new tagline and marketing campaign that represents a significant evolution in our philosophy on wealth management. For years, we've been well known for our strategic plan well, invest well, live well process, but through thoroughly and continually refining that process and methodology with input from our clients, we realized it's really grown into much more than just an investing strategy.
Well, this sounds exciting. So what is the new tagline?
Our new tagline is absolute confidence, unwavering partnership for life. And we feel it encapsulates the ultimate experience and outcomes we strive to deliver through our holistic wealth management approach. And while our strategic investing process is key, the goal is really giving people absolute confidence that we are an unwavering partner charting the course to achieve their unique life goals. So we take a very personalized approach with our clients, tailoring comprehensive plans to each individual circumstance rather than just looking at their portfolio. And this multi-channel campaign is going to be spanning print, television, digital, and really leans into authentic client stories and testimonials. So people will be able to hear stories from real clients sharing in their own words how our experience of building an unwavering partnership with them and our team has shaped their ability to confidently pursue their life goals through all the ups and downs of life.
And you can see and hear some of those stories at the website, which we'll talk about later on this morning. So thanks for giving us this in-depth first look at this new direction for your firm. Congratulations again to Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky on the powerful new tagline and campaign.
Well, thanks so much, Wayne. We're really proud of this new direction and excited to continuing strengthening our commitment to providing absolute confidence, unwavering partnership for life through our experience for clients.
Now, today on the show, we'll be discussing the important topic of planning your ideal retirement lifestyle. I know a lot of our listeners are either approaching retirement or already retired, and they're looking for guidance on making the most of this new chapter. We will get to that momentarily, but as we always do early in our You and Your Money segments, we get an update from you on how the financial markets are doing at the moment.
Well, how the world turns, I think that's a show, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, I think the last time we got together, the markets were in pretty good shape, and they still are on a year-to-date basis. But definitely saw August retreat in both the stock and bond markets. The S&P was down for the month of April around 4.25%, but still leaving it in positive territory, up about 5.7% for the year to date, so through January 1st all the way through the end of the month. International markets, similar story, just the returns were lower. They were down around 2% in April, but up about 2.6% for the year. Bonds, a little bit of a different story. We had a reprieve last year as rates started to stabilize and we were benefiting from higher yields. But we have started to see rates go up a little bit. Bond market retreating about just under 1.5% for April and posting negative numbers for the year, down just under 3%. So definitely a different story than at the end of March. But we're optimistic and we got some news from the Fed yesterday. They seem to be continuing on the same course, but a little bit of uncertainty around if and when this year they may actually start to lower rates. And, you know, their focus is on getting inflation down to their target closer to 2%.
Yeah, talk more about that Fed decision yesterday to leave interest rates alone. Your thoughts on that and why they did not make a change?
Well, you know, inflation came in a bit higher than expected earlier this month, and that really is what spooked the markets and caused some of the negative performance during the month of April. And, you know, there was a lot of anticipation in advance of yesterday's meeting, not just wondering whether or not the Feds would raise rates or lower rates. It was more likely they would potentially raise rates, which was a good thing they didn't for the markets. However, you know, the rhetoric that came out of the meeting was essentially, you know, we're still feel confident in our path, but there's a little less certainty. Markets were expecting about 3 rate cuts earlier in March. That went down to about 2, maybe even only 1 rate decline this year anticipated. And I think yesterday's words out of the Fed Chairman Powell sort of confirmed that you know, they feel confident in their path, but they're going to watch the data and adjust accordingly without any firm clarity on exactly how many rates or when later this year they may act.
Retirement should be an exciting and fulfilling time, but it does require some thoughtful planning to ensure you can live the lifestyle you envision. Lawrence, what are some of the key factors people should consider when envisioning their retirement lifestyle?
That's a great question, Wayne. And, you know, thinking about retirement brings up a lot of emotions for people, excitement, anxiety. And one of the first things you need to do is think about what your desired lifestyle might look like. Do you want to travel frequently, explore new hobbies, or simply enjoy more time at home? So one of the first things is make a list of specific goals, activities, and experiences you hope to have in retirement. And this could include anything from international vacations to pursuing a lifelong passion like painting or gardening. And it's also important to consider where you want to live. Do you want to stay in your current home and community, potentially downsize or relocate to a new area that better aligns to your retirement dreams, maybe has warmer weather? And really try to paint a vivid picture of your ideal daily life and routines in retirement. And that can help you provide clarity as you move forward through the planning process.
That's great advice. And once somebody has that vision in mind, what's the next crucial step?
Well, the next critical step is to determine what the annual cost associated with bringing that vision to life is. And this involves carefully estimating all of your expected expenses, things like housing and healthcare, travel, leisure activities, and anything else you plan to enjoy. And don't forget to factor in costs like taxes and the potential impact of inflation over time as well. So using a comprehensive retirement planning calculator like the one we have on our website can really be a great tool and extremely useful here. And these can help you input your specific lifestyle goals and projected expenses. And then they'll provide you with a detailed breakdown of the annual funds you'll need to cover these costs, sort of like a retirement budget, if you will. And having a clearer picture of your retirement spending is really essential for ensuring that you save and invest enough money to sustain your desired lifestyle. Because if you think about retirement, it's really life without a paycheck. So you've got to make that paycheck up.
And that website is whzwealth.com. So you've got the vision and the cost estimates. What's the next piece of the puzzle?
Well, the next step is to take a thorough inventory of all your potential income sources in retirement. And this includes things like Social Security benefits, possibly pensions, investment accounts, annuities, or any other savings vehicle that you've built up over the years. And the goal here is really to try to structure your retirement income in a way that your guaranteed sources like Social Security and pensions will cover your basic living expenses. This allows you then to utilize your investment accounts and other supplemental income sources to fund the lifestyle activities and experiences you've envisioned. And striking the right balance between that guaranteed income and discretionary spending is crucial for long-term sustainability.
That is a smart approach. And for the listeners who may be feeling overwhelmed by all of this, do you have advice on how to approach the transition into retirement?
Absolutely, Wayne. It's a big change for just about everyone who ventures into it. And the transition from full-time work into retirement can really be a significant adjustment, both mentally and emotionally. So exploring a more gradual approach rather than jumping straight from your career to a completely open-ended retirement can really help ease that transition. And one option to consider is maybe going part-time for a few years before retiring. This allows you to slowly ease into your lifestyle change and maintain some level of routine and engagement, which is important for a lot of people. Alternatively, you could explore something like what's called an encore career, meaning pursuing a lower stress job or small business venture that keeps you active and fulfilled, but is also providing you with some supplemental income. But the key is finding a transition path that works for your unique situation and preferences. And this gradual approach can really make a big difference in helping you adapt to retirement in a healthy and sustainable way.
Excellent advice, Lawrence. And beyond just the financial aspects, What other factors should people be considering for a successful retirement?
Well, you know, financial planning is critical. It's truly fulfilling requirement. Truly fulfilling requirement requires attention to your overall health and well-being as well. So don't forget that. It's important to stay physically active, eat well, nurture your social connections, and continue to challenge your mind. So retirees who prioritize these elements of wellness tend to experience higher levels of happiness and life satisfaction, particularly in retirement. Things like daily exercise, engaging in hobbies, volunteering, or lifelong learning can all contribute to a sense of purpose and vitality in retirement. And it's about finding ways to stay mentally and physically engaged, not just financially secure.
Well, you deal with a lot of people in your time and experience at Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky. Give me an idea as to the youngest and conversely the oldest age that people will come to you looking for retirement advice on how to do it. I mean, do you get people like in their 40s that are getting ready to pull the plug and retire, or is that a little bit early?
Well, you know, we've sort of seen it all. There are people who come to us, you know, either clients of children of clients or folks who are in their maybe even teens who really want to get started in saving money and looking at things in earnest. They may be away from retirement, but we've had clients retire in their 40s or 50s. It's usually a little bit of a rarity for those in their 40s, but if you own a business and sell it. And then we've got clients who really never want to stop working, which is perfectly fine as long as they feel that they're enjoying work and it's fulfilling. And you know, they may have the resources to retire, but they love what they do and want to keep doing it as long as they can.
And maybe touch a little bit on the tax implications of retirement, how that changes things when it comes to April 15th.
Well, you know, making sure that you're planning for your income and what tax implications, you know, having a good accountant, good CPA on your side is really critical. And looking at, are you receiving things like pension incomes or distributions from retirement accounts versus living on dividends and capital gains? Those have drastically different tax implications, and making sure that you're either withholding enough money or paying enough in quarterly estimated taxes so that you don't get a big surprise come April and maybe even have to pay some interest and penalties if you underpay your taxes. So good planning on the tax side is an equally important part of that overall financial retirement plan.
Lawrence, you talked about some of the older people who just want to keep on working. Do you get a sense from some of those people that maybe this whole concept of retirement is intimidating or scary, and they're not looking forward to going to the work today and then tomorrow morning lounging around the living room all day in your skivvies?
Yeah, you know, I think that goes, Wayne, to the question of, do you have some vision for doing something different in retirement? If you love what you do and you're enjoying your career and adding, you know, contributions and, you know, it is your identity, it either can be intimidating or a really challenging thought to think that that may not be part of your life. But, you know, a lot of people will look at, how do I slowly phase back from, you know, my current career or current job. And, you know, there are increasing opportunities at different companies where you have a lot of institutional knowledge, you know how the business or operation is being run, and maybe consulting and working part-time, doing the same thing you were doing, but having a little bit more flexibility in your schedule can give you that, you know, dip your toe into retirement and realize that, hey, there's a lot more than just going to work. And, you know, but, you know, we're not here to tell people what the right path is. We're here to help guide them as they envision their own journey.
Well, and you're the financial planning expert. And I wonder what you would say to someone, let's hypothetically say, in their 60s or their 70s, and they're going to pull a plug. They say it's time to retire, but they look at the ledger and they go, I can't afford to retire. Is there any advice for people in that situation?
Absolutely. You know, you really want to make sure you're looking at things comprehensively. And there are a variety of ways to consider, you know, adjustments to any sort of retirement plan at whatever age. You know, you want to make sure that you look at things like Social Security benefits and when is the most optimal time to take those based on your individual needs. and income needs, as well as, you know, what financial resources do you have? And, you know, some people may delay retirement if they don't feel they have quite enough. Some people may, you know, incorporate some sort of part-time work to, you know, have the money to do some of the more fun things they enjoy doing. But you definitely want to look at, you know, what is a realistic path for you and understand the risks and how to balance those to make sure that you can get where you want to go and only compromise on the things you're willing to compromise on.
Lawrence, once someone does decide to retire and now they're in retirement, do they still continue to stay in touch with the advisors at Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky?
Absolutely. And I would say that, you know, the lead up to retirement, you know, let's say 2 to 3 years prior to retirement, as well as the first few years after retirement, there's really a much higher level of engagement with us often because there's so many changes going on and so many decisions that need to be made, so many changes to where income's coming from. So it's a really critical time that we, you know, kind of lean into how can we help ease that transition, give them the confidence, you know, be their partners and make sure that they're setting their life goals. And, you know, that continues well into retirement. There are changes constantly with tax policy or retirement plan rules, could be life changes. You know, as you age, there are many health concerns, family situations can change. So there's a lot that, you know, we're really there, as we say, we're partners for life. And that is definitely holds true because retirement is not really the end. It's sort of the midpoint or even the beginning in a lot of situations.
Yes, and that speaks to the new tagline you unveiled this morning and multi-channel marketing campaign, Absolute Confidence, Unwavering Partnership for Life. Off topic a little bit, are you going to Fenway today?
You know, I wish we have some tickets to go, but it's a midday game. Those are always tough to make it. So unfortunately, I won't be there, but, you know, wish the Red Sox come back with a win and be nice to see them keep moving up in the standings.
They've done amazingly well considering what they began with and then considering all the injuries they've had as well as they go for win number 5 in a row today. Lawrence, as we wrap things up, any final thoughts or advice for our listeners planning for their ideal retirement lifestyle?
Well, really the most effective way to plan for your ideal retirement lifestyle is to work with a qualified financial advisor to develop that comprehensive retirement plan that involves thoroughly analyzing your unique circumstances, goals, and resources to build that customized roadmap. And the team of advisors at WAC does this by taking a very person-centered, empathetic approach to listening and interacting with our clients however and whenever they need it. And that'll help them, you know, get what they want out of life in order to provide their life experience that meets their goals and encompasses that hyper-personalized financial plan and investment strategy to provide ongoing confidence for them as they launch into retirement.
Well, thanks for more excellent advice this morning, Lawrence. If you're seeking experienced guidance in developing a customized plan to help you maximize your retirement resources and ultimately live the lifestyle you envision, get in touch with Lawrence and the rest of the team at Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors. You can request a complimentary consultation on their website at whzwealth.com or give them a call at 860-928-2341. Lawrence, thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your expertise on this important retirement topic.
Always great to join you, Wayne. Thanks so much.
Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors offers securities and advisory services through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Fixed insurance products and services offered through CES Insurance Agency. They practice at 697 Pomfret Street, Pomfret Center 06259, and at 392A Merrow Road, Tolland 06084. And they can be reached at 860-928-2341. Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors do not provide legal or tax advice. This material is intended for informational, educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice, a solicitation, or a recommendation to buy or sell any security or investment product. The tenured financial services team strives to support clients in achieving their financial life goals. For more information regarding wealth management and customized financial planning with Weiss, Hale, and Zahansky Strategic Wealth Advisors, please visit whzwealth.com. Absolute confidence, unwavering partnership for life. 14 WILI Willimantic, 95.3 FM.